listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, hanging out here with you for one more hour. Time flies when you're having fun. Unfortunately, this is nothing fun about this, but he was a great human being. We showed a lot of love to Franco Harris to begin the show, knowing that he passed away at 72 years old, and he was just an amazing human being that I am happy to have met. We talked about Kenny Pickett. We talked about Mitch Trubisky. We talked about the Raiders. We talked about Matt Ryan being benched again. We talked about Tannehill being hurt. We talked about Steve Cohen. This man got all of the money. Now he has Correa. He got everything he wants. And he got Verlander. This guy got everything. He got a payroll of about $500,000. Ridiculous. We talked about Aaron Judge and his introductory press conference here with the New York Yankees. And then I gave you a new top six list. It's just what I do. In the top six list for tonight, teams that need, absolutely need, a holiday miracle. And so the phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, it's very simple. Rocket can. And out of everything that we discussed tonight, this top six list I gave you last year, and I'm giving it to you again this year. Different teams, obviously, because different circumstances, different things on the calendar. But if you think about teams that need a holiday miracle, let me refresh your memory if you weren't here last hour. At number six, I gave you TCU, getting ready to take on Michigan in the college football playoff. At number five, I gave you the starting 1-6, now currently 7-7, hoping for a playoff spot, Detroit Lions. Yes, the Lions playoffs. At number four, I gave you the Los Angeles Lakers. Guess what they did tonight? They lost. At number three, I gave you the Green Bay Packers. Even Aaron Rodgers knows that they need a little bit of a miracle to turn things around. And by the way, the Packers will take on the Lions. If you don't know, Aaron Rodgers understands everything. Yeah, I know he takes the ayahuasca, but he understands what's going on. Aaron Rodgers. This is him after beating the Rams. He's doing the math in his head. He knows that they need a miracle. Listen. Oh, Aaron Rodgers knows they need a miracle.
We've got two. Got two in the bag. I don't know. I mean, look. Before the Bears week, we knew we had a bye afterwards. And those of us who sometimes peek ahead and knew that we had to win five and then have a lot of things go our way. So we won two, and just about everything we've needed to happen has gone our way. Just about, right?
Aaron Rodgers, modern-day mathematician. What a guy. He's a man of many talents. Hey, Shep, what else can Aaron Rodgers do? Do you know?
It's the recreational drug that starts with a Wasca-coo, right?
It starts with an A, right?
Right. I know you bring that up a lot on the show.
Ayahuasca.
Yes.
Here. Let's treat this like Scripps National Spelling Bee. Spell it.
Jeez. I mean, if I'm playing Wheel of Fortune, I would say a W.
No, there's no W in ayahuasca. None.
What?
No W. No.
Okay.
In the Wheel of Fortune, they give you, what is it, RLTS, right? L? RSTL? Yeah.
All I know is things have gotten so bad. Yeah. He wins two games in a row, and all of a sudden, he's happy. That's what makes him happy these days, is winning two games in a row. The guy's a two-time MVP. He's talking about being two games under 500, and he's somehow at peace with his season right now.
He's making $50 million.
Yeah, well, but, you know, he forced the Packers' hands, and they had Jordan Love as a backup. They had no choice.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers doesn't give a damn. He's on them drugs. He's drinking this ayahuasca. He's making 50 mil. He's living that life. And somebody said he's still dating that woman, right, or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Shanae Woodley's the past one.
I don't know.
I can't keep track of all the women he dates.
I don't know. Nothing wrong with it. Anyway, the Green Bay Packers are number three. Top six teams that need a miracle. At number two, it's someone who's had I don't know if he's dating anybody. He's recently divorced, unfortunately. It's Tom Brady, the Bucks. They need a holiday miracle. Maybe they can turn things around. Maybe, just maybe, the Bucks can end their season 9-8. They got Arizona. They got Carolina. They have the Falcons next, or last, I should say. The Falcons are likely to fumble away the ball in the last possession, so Tom Brady, he has a great chance to walk away with a W. Maybe a positive season. Give Tom Brady something to end the year. And then at number one, if I'm thinking about sports teams that need a miracle, look no further than the San Francisco Giants. But instead of receiving anything, everything that they think they get is getting snatched from underneath them. Santa is going back down the chimney. He's snatching the gifts. A burglar is running into the house. He's taking everything that you worked so hard for. The Giants are in a poor position. Their fans thought for about 5 minutes last week that they had Aaron Judge. They didn't. Aaron Judge was out there visiting them. Still didn't get him. He's a New York Yankee. For an entire week, the San Francisco Giants had Carlos Correa. 13 years, $350 million. They thought they had him until they checked out his medical records and gave him a physical. And then they didn't hear anything back, and Carlos Correa said, screw this, I'm signing with the Mets. And so the San Francisco Giants in 1 week have lost two All-Stars, two potential Hall of Famers, in Judge and Correa. And what do the Giants have now? Absolutely nothing. And everybody in San Francisco, they can't believe it either. How about on the morning news, they had a whole conversation on CBS San Francisco Bay Area about what the hell is going on? They can't even understand it.
The whole timeline is just mind-boggling, bizarre. There was a press conference that was supposed to happen yesterday. It was canceled. Media events were canceled after that. Then there's rumors, and here we are waking up to the news that he is potentially a Met.
And, yeah. G, you covered sports before. This is almost unprecedented, right?
Adam, one of our producers, we talked about it this morning, too.
Yeah.
I don't think this has ever happened. Just this magnitude of this big, huge deal, and all of a sudden, it's not happening.
Is there any speculation as to what it was?
So I know we're all waiting to see if we get more answers throughout the day, but, you know, our producer was telling us Aaron Judge's press conference is coming up, and I'm just thinking, we could have had Aaron Judge. We didn't. We could have had a Carlos Correa. We didn't. Where are we at now?
Nowhere. You're nowhere. And Joe Shasky knows. Shout outs to everybody at 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area. He went off on the Giants. He's like, y'all got screwed, man.
You got played not once by just Aaron Judge. You got played twice by Scott Boras this time. The Mets come swooping in. I cannot believe they allowed this to happen. And I have a very simple question for Giants ownership. And just forget Farhan. This goes above them. Are you trying to compete for a World Series? Or are you a real estate enterprise? What are you? You tell me what you are.
It's tough out there. The Giants need a miracle. I just feel bad it's not coming. I feel bad for their fans, legit. Could you imagine in any sport where you get two top free agents or one replaces the other and then you end up with neither of them? And then one of your all-star players leaves, Rodon is gone, he's a New York Yankee? Could you imagine if, let's go back, imagine being a fan of the Miami Heat and LeBron James has a whole press conference and a Boys and Girls Club appearance and says, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. And then he gets there and Pat Riley says, oh, he got a cracked leg. We don't want him. And now it's done. Like this, I feel so bad for Giants fans. I really do.
I do too, JR. I mean, winning three World Series in the span of 5 years with the budget they've had to work with. My God, is it have times been tough in San Francisco?
I'm not thinking about the past 10
talk
years,
talk about wanting
man.
To walk the plank. Three World Series
in
5 years.
I'm thinking about now,
I get it, but it wasn't too long ago. I mean, like, Yankees fans, we haven't been to a World Series since 2009. The Giants have won three. Like,
yeah,
what are they complaining about?
Oh, they got plenty of reason to complain about. They have a new their general manager left. They got a GM who's been elevated upstairs into the building. They just hired the Astros' assistant general manager. The owner is, I mean, they're all over the place. I get it. They've won championships. I'm not thinking about what they've done over the past 10 years.
Right, overachieved in winning those championships. Like, not just living up to expectation, exceeding it.
Sure, but if you think about the now, today, the past week, the past 2 weeks, the expectations. It was two seasons ago that they won 107 games. And I can tell you where the future is. And I don't care. You see, the thing about the Yankees is we know unless there's just a massive wave of injuries, the Yankees aren't going to completely hit the skids. San Francisco has struck out twice in free agency. And what their future looks like after winning 81 games, man, the skids are probably going to come much sooner and harder. It's bad. The World Series is, okay, rear view. Thinking for the future? This got to hurt. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about teams that need a holiday miracle. Tony is here from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR, look, I know it's not going to happen, but about 10 things have to happen for the New Orleans Saints if they would handle business and win their remaining games go to the playoffs. But I want to go ahead and tell you, I think, a legit team that needs a holiday miracle, even though they're in the playoffs, they always choke in the playoffs.
Cowboys.
And that is the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to lose their first game.
Ouch.
And their head coach will be fired. And I want to ask you before I hang up, is our coach going to be fired in New Orleans?
Oh, Dennis Allen? I think so. Like, what's the point of keeping him around? Here's an unfortunate thing for the Saints. Who's the quarterback for next year? He doesn't even have an answer for that. He's gone. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. He got Dennis Allen out the building, and he has Mike McCarthy out the building for the Dallas Cowboys as well. It's a hard knock life for him. Steve is calling from San Mateo, California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, JR. Happy holidays. Good talking to you.
Likewise.
Bay Area native, longtime Giants fan, so I appreciate very much the sympathy when I heard the news last night. Just a jaw-dropping stunner. And it's not just those two close calls with Aaron, Judge, and Correa. It's like, you know, years of, you know, maybe not as close, but, you know, we were hoping to get Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's right.
We were speculating on Juan Soto, and then we lose Rodon, and, of course, we lost Buster last year. So, yeah, we're hurting. And you know, it's more about attracting the players, right? Because it was kind of like, hey, someone actually wants to play here because, you know, with our stadium challenges, it's more than affording it, right? And the fact that, you know, the question about being contenders, it's been rough as a fan.
So let me ask you this, man, because I absolutely love San Francisco. I think San Francisco is probably, from a geographical standpoint, the most beautiful city that we have in the entire country. You may not want to walk it. You may not like the hills. It is absolutely beautiful. Why do you think, and I've heard this, and I've been trying to figure out the answer, and this is what Farhan has been saying. Well, we're not a destination, and guys come in, and they don't want to be here, and so we don't think we want to sign. Why do you think that's the case, or do you think that's false?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of schools of thought on that. I mean, you can't ignore the idea. I mean, yeah, the challenges of the stadium, yeah, has always been with San Francisco White, right? The wind, the fact that, yeah, you got to hit the ball much harder for it to hit over the fence, or it'll end up in Triple's Alley, that sort of thing. So it's that. I mean, it's, you know, I guess players wanting to remain marketable, and therefore their numbers get affected. You know, I don't know.
Okay, but you don't have an answer either. It doesn't have anything to do with the Tenderloin District, does it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, that play. Well, have you walked through there?
Well, yeah, the last couple of years haven't been good to San Francisco, unfortunately.
Well, don't walk through over there. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, sure. Good talking.
No, nobody has an answer. Maybe it's the cost of living. Maybe it's it's expensive as hell out there. But when you're making, I don't know, $25, $50, $100, $200, $300 million, you really worried about the prices in the Bay? The Warriors are out there. Them guys are fine, right? The Warriors are good. They cool? Man, the 49ers are out there. They down the road where he's at. They're going towards San Mateo. They good. I don't know. Why don't guys want to go play in San Francisco? I would in a heartbeat. I know all the good food spots out there. Love it. Hey, Shep, let's move the show to San Francisco. You good with that?
I actually would love that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Saying that in full seriousness. I would oblige wholeheartedly with that sentiment, JR.
Yeah, I'm not being 1,000,000% serious, but I would and could. Easy. Easy.
You're going to run into your best friend, though, who you're not a big fan of, the guy with the big head.
There's a guy in San Francisco. Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't think about that guy.
Fair enough.
855.
And by the way, you also might run into a guy who's playing at 46 years old next year there.
What? For who? Where?
Oh, he's 46. You want him gone now. He
may
be in San Francisco next year playing the quarterback position.
Oh, that'd be great if he played out there.
That'd be amazing. You would really be behind that?
Yeah, why not?
You don't want him playing at 45. You'll be okay with him playing at 46?
Nah, I say that in jest. Like, I'm sick of Tom Brady, but right. I'm here for the story, man. I don't care where he goes or what he does. Like, if he goes to San Francisco, I think that'd be cool.
It'd be
real cool.
Purdy may have, sealed that case up of who the quarterback for the future of the 49ers.
Well, Purdy has a couple more things to prove, so we'll see.
Yeah, Mr. Irrelevant no more.
No, he's not. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about teams that really, really need a holiday miracle. Alan is here from Toronto. What's up, Alan?
Hi, JR. I'm going with the Kansas City Royals. Everything's not up to date in Kansas City, and unless they make some moves, they've gone about as far as they can go. And Mike Matheny and pitching coach Cal Elrod, they're not having their contracts renewed, so they have to look for another one. Matheny had 29 players making their major league debuts, and the only bright lights are Salvador Sanchez. He won a Silver Slugger, and Alex Gordon 2 years ago he won a Gold Glove, and that's the only thing that is bright lights.
So let me ask you this question, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Royals need a holiday miracle.
Yes,
right
do.
Now, this moment, this second, let's just give you a whole week. Between today and next week, what the hell could possibly happen to the Royals that's going to make a difference?
They need pitching. They need a whole lot of things. You know, they have a big shopping list.
Yeah.
Last year they were 65-97, and the year before that they looked pretty good. They were 74-88.
That's pretty good.
Better. I mean, they made a big improvement. Don't forget they lost 103 games just 2 years before that. So.
And before that they lost another 100 games. Here's an even better question. You live in Toronto.
Yes.
Are you really? You could live in Toronto, or you could live in Chicago. You could live in Miami. I know you were just down in Florida. You could live anywhere. You mean to tell me, in Toronto, you're sitting around watching Kansas City Royals games?
I was a big fan of George Brett and Hal McRae.
I didn't ask you what you used to watch. You have sat down religiously and watched the Kansas City Royals as opposed to watching the Jays.
No. I watch them whenever the Jays aren't on. I watch them.
Oh, okay.
When they're out the West Coast, I watch them.
Okay. Well, that's not often, man. Well, I'm happy that you're not subjecting yourself to Royals baseball. Thank you, Alan.
They got the nicest stadium in the major leagues, as far as I'm concerned.
What, Kauffman Stadium?
I think so. It's old, but it's nice.
I've been. Well, they need Jesus. Thank you, Alan.
Merry Christmas to you, and best of everything to you and yours.
To you as well, Alan. Thank you for calling from Toronto. I'm like, who is choosing to sit down and watch the Kansas City Royals unless you are an absolute diehard? I didn't think I'd have Alan or anybody calling me from Toronto saying, hey, man, yeah. But at least he was honest. Do you watch the Royals? He's like, no. He's like, I watch the Royals when the Blue Jays aren't on. Well, they basically play at the same time all the time. Unless somebody's on the West Coast. And now you're staying up late to, I don't know, anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about holiday miracles. Not full-blown makeovers and atomic bombs that need to get dropped on some teams. When we come back, I'm going to take more of your calls. Who needs a holiday miracle? I say nobody more than the San Francisco Giants. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night, and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I drive trucks at night, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about teams in the world of sports that need a holiday miracle. 6, TCU. 5, the Lions. 4, the Lakers. 3, the Packers. 2, the Bucks. And at number 1, I gave you the team that just lost 2 free agents in like a week, the San Francisco Giants. And I told you that the Los Angeles Lakers, they're here on this list. Anthony Davis miracle, it's impossible. Like Anthony Davis, I guess he goes to sleep at night asking for help, but it's not in the cards for him. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I was listening to the radio in the car before I came in the apartment, and okay. I'm with you 100% on the New York Giants needing to beat Philadelphia, even in the playoffs, to get to the Super Bowl.
What? What did I say?
The Philadelphia Eagles have to play the New York Giants, NFL, and if they get through the playoff wild card, they're going to meet Philadelphia if they get there to the division playoff for the Super Bowl.
Remember, I don't think I've mentioned the New York Giants the entire show.
No, I got you confused with you're talking about the San Francisco Giants. But my New York Giants, I'm praying for them to go all the way to Super Bowl this year. They got to win out the next 3 games.
All right. The New York Giants have an excellent chance of getting into the postseason. But I would stop there. You can pray for a Super Bowl, but is Eli Manning coming back?
No.
Is David Tyree coming back?
No.
Michael Strahan coming back?
No.
Did Plaxico Burress shoot himself?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, he shot himself, but, Mark. Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank hopefully you. My holiday miracle will come true, and I'll see the Giants playing the Super Bowl next year, but it ain't next year yet. So.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for
Thank you for calling. Thank you. Now, I didn't call him. He called me. I don't know his number. I know my number, 855-212-4CBS. I know my phone number. That was fun. I didn't expect that one. New York Giants, San Francisco Giants, Carlos Correa, Aaron Judge.
Where's Mac?
We should put them on the phone together. Hey, Mac, call back, please. Call back. 855-212-4CBS. Mac is nice. Lee is calling from Cleveland. What's up, Lee?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good. What's going on?
Man, please don't leave out the Browns, man. Please.
For needing a miracle?
They need a miracle, a hope, a prayer, and everything else. Come on now.
The Haslams need to be punished. That's what they need. They don't need a miracle. They need a punishment.
And earlier you were talking about mathematics. It would take Albert Einstein to try to figure out how remote chance they got to try to make a playoff this year, man.
Yeah, we know the answer is zero. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's actually good. I was hoping to have not to really discuss the Browns until the off season, but here we are.
All right. I just had to put that in. Please give us a present, man. Have a nice holiday.
You as well. I hope the Browns get cold. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, David, you're live on the radio.
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. You're still live. Go ahead, quickly.
Okay, I'm going through a bad area.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm on my way to work. I think my San Francisco Giants need a miracle. I don't know what the heck happened. How did the Mets take him away from the Giants? I thought he had already signed the contract.
No. Typically, so even in the case of Aaron Judge, he agreed to his deal with the New York Yankees. These deals are not finalized until these guys take a physical. And then once they take the physical and they're given the all clear, then they go ahead and you put the name on a dotted line and there you have it. So we have no idea what the full issue is. We've heard it was Correa's back, and then it wasn't his back, and then it was an issue that he hasn't had to worry about in 6 or 7 years. So we have no idea. Maybe the Giants weren't comfortable with that commitment for that long. We talked about this last week. That is a long time. 13 years? You want to pay Carlos Correa until he's, what, like 41, 350? So the Giants decided not to do it.
They got burned on the Barry Zito deal when they signed Zito for that big contract.
Oh, my God.
They got burned on that one bad.
Well, we know it's a totally different thing when it comes to pitchers. I think that's a different world and a different stratosphere.
I think I have an answer for your question as to why players won't play in San Francisco.
Please, go ahead.
Hitters don't want to come to that park because it's a graveyard. They can't hit the ball out of the park. I mean, they can, but everyone wants these numbers. They want to hit in these crackerjack stadiums, and they come to San Francisco, and the ball just dies with that cold air at night.
Well, let's ask Barry Bonds how he was able to do it.
Well, I wish he could come back. They need him. They haven't got a player to sign since he left.
Well, I think they don't necessarily need Barry Bonds. They need the stuff that he came with. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I guess in order to win in baseball, you need to A, either have Steve Cohen's money, or you need the B, just have Barry Bonds' suitcase.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener. I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you. I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. How about this? I just saw this. North Carolina Tar Heels, they beat the Wolverines tonight. And Juwan Howard, man, he's yelling at his own guys on the sidelines. I don't know the full context. He's yelling at the ref. Yeah, he was yelling at the ref, and his players are trying to move him away from the ref, and he's yelling at his players, don't touch me, get off of me. Wow. Somebody hug Juwan Howard. Somebody tell him he's not in the NBA. He's coaching, college guys. Next thing you know, he's going to be slapping at another coach. 855-212-4CBS. Another top six list down. I'm getting ready to roll out, taking your phone calls here. I tell you, the San Francisco Giants are the team the most that needs a holiday miracle. I'm going to get super producer Dave Shepard, his opinion momentarily. Let's get to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. David is here from Pittsburgh. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. A couple quick comments. First of all, I agree with you with San Francisco being number one on your list. You said you feel bad for the fans. I feel worse for the people that work in the season ticket renewal department for the Giants. We're going to have to send some prayers out to them and maybe some earplugs, because I wouldn't want to make that season ticket renewal call right about now. Well, and my second comment about Franco Harris is, no one could foresee that he was going to pass, and I send condolences out to his wife and his son. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping the Steelers have had a long stance of not retiring numbers, and I think, a lot of people can make the case for many of those players, and I think Terry Bradshaw and Mel Blount in particular, and I'm hoping that at some point down the road soon the Steelers take a look at that. And I just want to make the point that if Franco was deserving of that honor now, certainly he was 25 years ago, too. And I hope that at least the Steeler management takes that into consideration, because I feel that if a player deserves that honor, then putting that off or waiting, I just hope that others that they're thinking of, that they do that now. Because I feel very bad for Franco because of what it meant to him.
Oh, well, I don't think it meant all that. I can't speak for him because he's not here.
Right.
I just don't think, and Shep asked this question. I don't think it matters. It's a formality. Like the numbers, quote unquote, from everybody that you just mentioned haven't officially been retired. And I think people are understanding of that. But I don't think it makes it any less, or the players any less important, because they didn't have the number retired. I mean, these guys are respected and beloved, and you live in Pittsburgh. I can tell you from being around that there's something real different about Pittsburgh and its relationship with the Steelers versus other cities.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a formality. It's a ceremony. But the love that these dudes get is just something completely different. I understand where you're coming from, and maybe the Rooneys will change their mind. I just don't think it was all that big of a deal. I don't think anybody loves, Terry Bradshaw or Troy Polamalu or anybody else any less, but I certainly understand. Thank you, David, for calling from Pittsburgh. Charles is calling from In the Car. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jay, look, first-time caller, you definitely, I love this show, man. This is awesome. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Who needs a miracle?
As a Baltimore fan, San Francisco, I'm sorry, they can eat one. I don't care. Like, our team has had absolute garbage years for the past decade.
Who?
The Orioles.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You could have been talking about the Ravens need a miracle. I don't know.
Oh, no, the Ravens definitely need a miracle. With Lamar out, the secondary probably still concussed. The third string never been heard of before. Touched the ball twice in his lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's bad right now. But they still got a winning record, so I'm pretty sure Santa already gave them a gift already.
Okay. All right. Well, ask me that when Lamar returns. Okay.
Oh, I have a whole nother story when it comes to Lamar. Oh,
don't share that right now.
Yeah, not gonna get into that right now. But
okay,
I think that as far as football, Ravens are at least doing okay. We're still above water. We're still swimming above water.
Okay. Yeah, well, go look at that offense and tell me how much above water they are, okay? It's like they haven't scored a touchdown in almost two games.
Teams go on slumps. It's not the first time, won't be the last.
Okay. Yeah, and I know he's hurt. I know. Ooh, I know it's tough, Charles. Teams go in slumps. I think the Ravens always have a positive record every year, and they go to the playoffs, and then they slump right out of it. Tony's calling from Vancouver, Washington. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, JR, this team's already pulled off a miracle this year, and that's the Seattle Seahawks. But they're going to need a Christmas miracle to get to the playoffs. You know, I'm really proud of Pete Carroll, and especially Geno Smith. Yeah. That guy was written off for dead, and he's been nails this year. But they got the Chiefs, the Jets, and the Rams, and it's going to take a miracle for them to get to the playoffs. But I'm really proud of those guys.
Yeah, they should be. No doubt about it. Yeah. Tony, what an excellent call. He came in, hit his points, and left. Excellent call. Excellent. Greg is here from Michigan. What's up, Greg?
Well, good morning, and happy holiday to you.
To you as well, Greg. Go ahead.
Okay. The team, I was going to say they need a miracle, but they are a miracle. It's my Detroit Lions.
You're right.
That's one thing, my Detroit Lions. And the second thing I was going to say, if the San Francisco Giants fan, you just received your miracle. You didn't, as a Detroit Tiger fan, we had a manager that spent a whole bunch of money on players, and we had
Cabrera,
Verlander, and Scherzer. We even had the third guy picked the perfect game, and I can't even remember his name. But we never won a championship. And we got a guy that's 15 years older than Tom Brady, and we're still paying him.
Oh, you making fun of Miguel Cabrera?
I love him, but I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah. The only reason to sit down and watch them play is to see what other records he can break, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, enjoy that, Greg. At least you got the Lions, man. Enjoy that one.
I am.
Okay. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Another great call. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Charles is going to get the last word tonight. He's calling from San Francisco. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say, you're right, San Francisco Giants. I heard that from Bonte and Chesky all day. We already know they need a miracle. But I got to say, my Warriors need a miracle. Man, after that Draymond punch in the summertime, the pool, we're three games under 500. Man, I never seen Klay Thompson not so interested in basketball. Just, oh, my goodness, man. We just need to get this team chemistry back together and just try to figure out, man, for this Christmas game against Memphis. I hate Memphis. They talk a lot of smack, man.
Okay.
Thank you. That's all I want to say.
Well, thank you, Charles, for calling from San Fran. Another X. We had three consecutive callers who called and hit their point. And that's it. Thank you. Excellent callers. The Warriors don't need to get their team chemistry together. The Warriors need to get some players who can actually play. Poor Steph Curry. It's just, they said if he had a surgery on his shoulder, he'd be out months. God forbid he comes back and then gets hurt again. I hope not. Hey, Shep, is there any team that you look at and go, man, they need everything right now? They need a huge gift?
Yeah, I just think that the Knicks, I mean, we're now going to go on 50 seasons, 5-0, until the last time they had won an NBA championship. And when you talk about the last 20 years, they've only won one playoff series. And then they shipped him out for some reason, and some reason he's still out there and they should take him. But if you're the New York Knicks, JR, they have been an utter disaster. They need every help they can get.
How are the New York Knicks going to get anything for the holidays when their owner is literally a Grinch?
You're not kidding. And he might be the most disliked, most loathed, detested owner we have in all the professional sports. Dan Snyder aside.
Did you hear about how Dolan, most people may not be aware, he owns a lot of stuff, quote unquote, venues. He owns Radio City Music Hall, home of the Rockettes.
We talked about Silver Spoon. I mean, he's the ultimate
Silver Spoon. Well, hold on. Yeah. Did you hear the story about how there was a woman who works for a law firm who is suing one of his entities, and because she's a part of the organization, she could not go to Radio City Music Hall. She went with her family, and the facial recognition technology basically blocked her from attending the Rockettes. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I did not. That's very unfortunate. I mean, this is an individual that is known to be a stickler for rules, to be a putz, to be an individual that is a party ruiner. I'm not surprised he took the good time and joy away from someone during their holiday season.
Yeah, well, and the explanation was we told the law firm that none of their employees would be allowed in any of our venues. And so this woman, her kids were able to go see the Rockettes or the Radio City show or whatever it was. And she got in with her ticket, and then she was told to leave.
That's terrible.
Yeah,
absolutely terrible. Especially when you're a mother and, yeah.
There's your New York Knicks owner, ladies and gentlemen. But if you want to hear from a good owner, let's play that one more time. This is Daddy Warbucks, Steve Cohen from the New York Mets, letting everybody know that he's going to pay and keep paying and continue paying to win a championship. This is from when he bought the team. Listen.
I'm not in this to be mediocre. You know, that's just not my thing. You know, I want something great. And I know the fans want something great. And so that's my goal, and that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm not in this for a short-term fix. Okay, I'm really like thinking about this of trying to build a sustainable franchise. Okay, I don't want to be good 1 year and bad 3 years. Okay, I want to be good every year. And that's the goal. So, you know, that's the type of business and, you know, team I want to build. But if I don't win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years, you know, I'd like to make it sooner, then, you know, obviously, you know, I would consider that slightly disappointing.
Hey, if you want a holiday miracle for your team, pray for Steve Cohen. Because, I mean, that guy comes in with the money and he just changes everything up. Go ahead and ask the New York Mets. New York Mets out here spending more money than the Yankees. The New York Mets spending more money on their payroll than 10 teams put together. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If you're looking for a holiday miracle, remember this, tomorrow night, the Jacksonville Jaguars take on the New York Jets, and we'll be here to talk about that game. Maybe the Jaguars just jump in front of the Titans to get into the playoffs. That would be a miracle. Maybe the Jets make the playoffs. That would be a miracle. We're going to talk about it all. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. Thank you, Dave Shepard, and thank you to everybody listening all across North America. I'm done here on CBS Sports Radio, but Rich Herrera, he's up next for Amy. Don't move.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.